Welcome to First Focus, a brand new weekly podcast here at First Press Columbia, where we take a look at various events and ministries around the church. This week, we hear from Dr. Gabe Fleur as we discuss his spring Centerpoint topic. For those that don't know, Centerpoint is our Wednesday evening meal and teaching time that occurs in Jackson Hall here on campus. If you have a question about schedule, location, topic, or would simply like more information, please don't hesitate to contact us. You can find all our contact information on our website, which is firstprescolumbia.org. That's firstprescolumbia.org. Now, let's get to our conversation. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Gabe Fleur, and I want to talk to you about the Wednesday Centerpoint series that we're going to be doing. Give us its title. Tell us what it is that we're going to be talking about.
The title is Always Prepared, which comes from 1 Peter 3:15, which tells us to set apart Christ as Lord in our hearts and always be prepared to give an answer for someone who asks for the hope that is within us, and yet to do so with gentleness and respect. So the topic is apologetics, and that is just a fancy way of saying how to make a defense of the Christian faith. So when you have a neighbor or coworker or family member, or maybe even questions you have, big ticket questions, does God exist? Can we know the Bible's true? What about other world religions? What about science and Christianity? Those are the kind of topics we're going to seek to answer from a scriptural standpoint.
Okay. How long do you think each of these talks are going to last?
Probably about a half an hour. Half an hour, we're going to leave time for questions at the end.
Okay.
And some prayer time after that.
How much time for Q&A?
As much as people want or that we can make time for, I want to leave Q&A. When I've taught before on some apologetics topics, the Q&A can be where it's a whole lot of fun. And also, I think there are a lot of people who have questions about these topics.
What would you say to someone who has a question but's afraid to ask that question? They're afraid to either sound stupid or they're the only one struggling with that particular issue.
Well, I'll say a couple things to that. Number one, if you're scared, don't feel like you want to ask it, email me.
Right.
My contact info is on the website. I'll ask the question anonymously so you won't get called out. But number two, let me assure you that in 15 years of talking about these topics, there are no stupid questions. Mm. And I can almost guarantee it, if you're thinking it, a lot of other people are thinking it too.
Mm. Is there an age range for people who might be interested in this?
Any and all are welcome. What I want to do is, I would say high school and up. It might be a little bit more difficult, some of the concepts for a middle schooler. Okay. But high school and up, I think this will be geared towards the objections that all of us are going to hear. And again, in my limited experience, what we're talking about faces high school students, college students, 20-somethings, 30-somethings, 40-somethings, whatever. Okay. All of us are going to meet these objections.
You've got a list of topics that you're going to be covering over the course of this semester. Do you have a favorite one?
My own research has been mostly in the area of philosophy of science.
What does that mean?
Broadly speaking, I mean, obviously, as many different scientific disciplines as there are, there's a philosophical viewpoint of it. But basically, engaging the issues of how do we look at the scientific enterprise itself.
Okay.
So, from a philosophical standpoint, what are the presuppositions necessary to undergird, say, the scientific method? Is there one scientific method?
Okay.
What is our view of the world? You've got competing views of the world which differ in radical ways among major scientists. A good example would be Stephen Hawking and Roger Penrose, two top-tier physicists who disagree about the nature of reality.
Right.
So wanting to engage those issues at a popular level and show folks that for all its pretended certainty, the scientific enterprise, broadly considered, is very much in a state of debate.
And when you use the phrase scientific enterprise, can you give me some further definition there?
Sure. I'm thinking about the empirical sciences.
Okay.
So, biology.
The endeavor to actually be able to say, this is real. If we test this in a lab, we can say definitively it's real.
That's what I mean by science honorifically considered. So what most people consider science, labs, biology, molecular biology, physics, chemistry.
Right.
The things that give us iPhones to modern medicine, the enterprise that gives us that. How do we look at that philosophically and I think there'll be some surprising learning that goes on during those sessions.
Mm. Any reading that needs to be done ahead of time, or video watching, or podcast listening that you would say, you know, engage in this material before you come here, it would be much more beneficial?
I want this to be something where people can show up, and if they have, Wednesdays are busy for all of us. If they have to miss a session, that's fine. They're not going to be behind the eight ball. If we've got some very enthusiastic listeners who want to read, I think some good books for background would be James Anderson, Why Should I Believe Christianity?
Mm.
Scott Oliphant, The Battle Belongs to the Lord. And John Frame, Christian Apologetics.
Mm. Any last thoughts for people who might be listening to this on the fence about whether or not they want to come on Wednesday nights?
Well, I think it's important to note that we're ending a full half hour earlier than we normally have in our Wednesday evening series. So that will get us time to get the kids back in bed. And then I would say, secondly, don't be afraid of questions. Don't be afraid of doubts.
Mm.
If those are things you wrestle with, and who among us hasn't,
this
will be a safe place to engage those issues.
Mm.
So come on out.
Thank you, Dr. Fleur.
Thank you, Josh.
You've been listening to First Focus. For Dr. Gabe Fleur and all our staff here at First Pres, I'm Josh Squires. Thanks for joining us. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, don't hesitate to contact us. We hope you'll join us next week. And until then, God bless.